And so your job when you're starting to pitch is to think of what that one little bit is. It's tough, I know, but this is where your job will be as a person pitching journalists. And so as you're starting to get mentions and you're getting these people saying, all right, I love your answer. I'm going to feature you here. I'm going to put a mention here and there. You need to move into a better story idea in terms of outgoing pitch. What's the thing that you're going to be actually known for, remembered for? And that's where you're going to look for that relevance gap between what's being covered in your industry and what it is that you know a lot about that's not being mentioned.
Boom. Welcome to the One Grow Show, brought to you by Growth Marketing Conference.
We're the only podcast in the world that breaks down a growth experiment or delivers an actionable growth strategy.
No fluff, no nonsense, so you can get back to your day and start making a real difference to your bottom line. We're your hosts.
I'm George Soto.
I'm Adam O'Donnell. Here we go.
What's one unconventional growth tactic that works surprisingly well?
Well, I'd say pitching journalists and getting featured in press on your own. Switch it up a little bit, but this tactic surprisingly just works so well, and you don't need to have any PR firms or anybody else.
Gotcha. And what exactly, like if folks want to actually engage in the strategy, what are the steps that you would recommend that they follow to actually get that done?
So I would do two things. If you don't have a story that you want to pitch, I would go and subscribe to Help a Reporter Out or another free newsletter, as well as go to Twitter and type in journal request or hash PR request. So whether you're at helpareporter.net or helpreporter.com or PR request or journal request hashtag, what you will get is you'll get a bunch of journalists submitting queries and questions about a very specific thing that they need. So for example, I need an entrepreneur to interview for my podcast. There are tons of these newsletters out there too. There's Radio Guest List and Spot a Guest and all these other platforms out there. So whether you're on Twitter looking for this stuff or whether you're on a specific newsletter, we index that stuff in our platform, but you can subscribe for these things for free. Find people who need someone to interview for a podcast. Maybe there's a journalist on New York Times who needs somebody in New York City who is starting a startup, or somebody who's running a restaurant. You know, you type in your keywords, you'll find the people that are journalists, podcasters, bloggers who are looking for someone to speak with, and just connect with them and answer their questions. And that's all you got to do. It's not that tough.
Awesome. And are there any kind of like, you know, roadblocks or, you know, difficulties that you run into or that you would give people a heads up around that they might run into when deploying this strategy?
Absolutely. Anything that is worthwhile in terms of getting a press mention, a feature, anything that is you're going to be impressed with as an outcome is going to be hard for you. It's going to have roadblocks, and it's not going to be one shot and done type of a deal. What I'm saying, what I was mentioning earlier is this is one of the lowest hanging fruit for you. Now your main roadblocks are going to be your legitimacy and how relevant you are to that person's query, that person's ask, as well as how fast you are in terms of responding to them. Chances are the person that submitted something a day ago has gotten maybe 5 responses already, right? Say I'm a reporter, I'm at Forbes, and I'm looking for a restaurant in New York City to talk to me about their business. Now, I had submitted this 24 hours ago. This is usually submitted to Hiro, Help a Reporter Out, or it's submitted to ProfNet, or it's submitted on Twitter, hashtag PR request, hashtag journal request, or some other source. Now, all the people that have seen it in the last 24 hours, I'm sure have some of them started responding. So now 24 hours later, you are priority number 6 because they already had 5 submissions from that time onwards. So you want to be on top of it. You want to be looking at these constantly. You want to respond to them fast and on to the point. And at the same time, you want to make sure that you're the best sort of qualified customer for them because they're looking for an expert to quote in their writings or maybe an expert to interview. So you want to make sure that you deliver the goods and that you'll have a stamp of legitimacy on your profile. So you can say, hey, I've been published here. I've done an interview there. And as you're starting out, that's a tough thing to do, right? And this is where you got to go, you know, lower tier first, people that are not requiring that as much. And then you build up your profile and then you kind of move up, up market with going after Forbes of the world. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a challenge to get featured out there. So doing this is not, you know, one shot and done type of thing, but it certainly is easier than pitching journalists, specific stories cold.
Gotcha. And let's say, you know, you mentioned a couple that your site, you know, monitors these things. What are some of the sources out there that folks can, who are looking to deploy the strategy, can start to kind of look through to find these types of requests?
So I'm going to mention a few of these. So if you're listening, just jot these down really quick, and then you can go and look through other ones. So Help a Reporter Out is a very famous one. A lot of people know what it is. It's a newsletter. Subscribe, it's free. ProfNet is a paid one. It costs thousands of dollars a year sometimes. It depends, but take a look at their pricing. It's a much more vetted list, a little bit more exclusive, ProfNet. There is Journal Requests, so like journalists, but journal requests. This is a hashtag on Twitter, and it's also a newsletter that comes out. Absolutely free. Again, really good quality. There's a platform called Quoted, but it's with a W. So if you're listening to this, not with a U, quote, but W. So Quoted. Quoted. There's a company I run out of New York City, actually, and it's fantastic Twitter stream. So on Twitter, you'll see the actual publications and the reporters. You'll see daily everything that's going on. But if you sign up for their service, there's a free version of it, but the paid version, you'll get through faster as a source, as an expert, and you'll get an ability to build relationships with journalists. Those are some of them. There's a ton of them. For example, if you're looking for a podcast interview, there's one called Radio Guest List, which is a decent one. There is so many out there. We index all of them with Just Reach Out. That's our platform that kind of indexes all of them. But there are a handful of them out there. Those are just some examples.
Awesome. Awesome. And let's say you're getting featured. You know, what are some of the strategies now? Like, what do you do now to sort of optimize that content for growth after the fact? So you got lucky, you got in contact with one of these journalists, they ended up mentioning to you. What are some of those tactics now that you can use to leverage the fact that it worked?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you first asked me the question, I said I would do one of the two things. First is go after people who are asking questions, people, podcasters, journalists, and so forth. So the second thing I would do is actually go after journalists themselves, but find journalists who are talking about something that you know about, but they're not mentioning something that you know about, right? So as an example, there's a relevance gap. The idea being, hey, you're an expert in, and I'm going to use a very boring example because I have a customer in this space and I like to use very boring examples in terms of PR because if they work, sexier examples will work for sure. So they're in solar panel installation and they're experts in installing solar panels. Now they know this one thing about solar panel installation. The way to install them so that squirrels don't go underneath them and chew the wires up. The major companies out there that do this, they kind of omit this and they forget about this. And anybody who's writing about installation of solar panels is forgetting the fact that squirrels are going to eat up those wires and disconnect them is going to cost you thousands of dollars. And so what they're doing is they're going after every journalist who is writing about installation of solar panels. And they're mentioning this one little fact. They said, hey, by the way, we have this study on how squirrels impact all of solar panels across the country. And we know a way to kind of counteract this problem. And this is what you need to do. And so because they have a study around this and because they have a way specific thing that they know how to fix, a lot of people are responding to this because they covered solar panels. They covered solar panels and benefits and installation, but they didn't cover this one little tiny bit that sounds very interesting. And so your job when you're starting to pitch is to think of what that one little bit is. It's tough, I know, but this is where your job will be as a person pitching journalists. And so as you're starting to get mentions, and you're getting these people saying, all right, I love your answer, I'm going to feature you here, I'm going to put a mention here and there, you need to move into a better story idea in terms of outgoing pitch. What's the thing that you're going to be actually known for, remembered for? And that's where you're going to look for that relevance gap between what's being covered in your industry and what it is that you know a lot about that's not being mentioned.
Awesome. This is totally awesome. Dimitri, thank you so much for your time today. If folks want to learn more about, you know, you or the content that you share or your company, what are some good URLs or social handles to reach you?
Yeah. So just go to justreachout.io and you'll be able to find pretty much all the information. There's a blog, there's an about page, there's a contact. And then I have my personal blog called criminallyprolific.com. So prolific that it's criminal. That's why it's called criminallyprolific.com. And I share basically all the PR and SEO material that I talk about publicly on there.
Awesome. Well, thanks again and have a great day.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Boom. That's it. Another great episode. The One Grow Show is the official podcast of Growth Marketing Conference. To learn more about upcoming events, visit growthmarketingconf.com and subscribe to the newsletter. If you enjoyed this episode, let us know. We'd really appreciate if you give us a 5-star rating. Super easy. Just click the last star on iTunes and also share this episode on social media. After all, you want your network to know you're the person they can always turn to for the best growth and marketing content, don't you?